This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
All right, testing 1, 2, 3. Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah.
All right, testing 1, 2, 3.
Okay, very good. We are working. Okay, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والصلاة والسلام على عبد الله ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. So, can we just get the girls connected so that we can start our class today? Boys, can you listen carefully as well, please? Okay, let's have a go. One second. I think we should be okay. Try again now. Yes, I can, yeah. However, I don't know how to mute myself. There you go. Okay, very good. Okay. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Lahu alhamdul hasan. Wa sana'ul jameel. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashadu anna muhammadan abdullahi wa rasooluh. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira. On the girl side, how many girls do you have today? Is that including any of the adults who want to take part? Okay. Okay. Boys, you've got 6. Tamam. What we're going to do today is we're going to do some revision. And we're going to do it in the form of a quiz. Boys against girls. Okay. We're going to do a lot of different topics in Islam. We're going to talk about Iman, we're going to talk about Seerah, we're going to talk about Quran, we're going to talk about Hadith, we're going to talk about Dua, we're going to talk about, what else? Fiqh, how to pray, all the things you've studied. And we're going to do it boys against girls. Okay? Boys against girls. And to do that, I'm going to need to keep the score somewhere. So let me put something here. Yeah. Okay, so let me see if I can. I'll even put this mic, I'll attach this mic to me so you can hear me better. Okay, so we're going to do boys against girls on a variety of Islamic topics. Is that okay? Yeah? All right, inshallah ta'ala. So, our first topic we're going to deal with is, and the girls, if you want to get to, help, a bit of help, inshallah, from any of the adults who want to take part, I don't mind, inshallah, because the boys can handle it. MashaAllah, there's 7 boys anyways, all together. So, inshallah, you guys can try your best. The first topic we're going to deal with is, we're going to deal with Quran. And we're going to ask to do with the topics of the surahs. And the first question is going to be for the girls. Okay? The first question is going to be for the girls. All right? Girls, you ready? Okay, I'm going to give you 30 seconds. When I give you the answer, when I give you the question, I'm going to give you 30 seconds to confer with each other. Okay? Okay. In which surah does Allah tell us the story of Musa as a baby? In which surah does Allah tell us the story of Musa as a baby and how he was thrown into the river? If you're watching this at home, you can make your own little team. You can try to compete and see how many points you get. Do you get all your points or do you miss some? In which surah does Allah tell us the story of Musa as a baby? One thing I have a condition though, girls, no mobile phones, okay? No like checking the answer, no looking through your phones. Clock is ticking. Okay, you want a hint already? Okay. This surah contains Allah's greatest name. It's one of the three surahs that contains Allah's greatest name. Girls, you want another hint? Okay, if you get it wrong, we'll give it to the boys, don't worry. Oh, very good for Allah's greatest name, but not the correct answer. But excellent try. The girl said, Ali Imran, which is a surah that contains Allah's greatest name, but it's not the story of Musa as a baby. So boys, you have two more surahs to choose from because the Prophet ﷺ said Allah's greatest name is in three surahs. One of them is Surah Ali Imran. That's not the one that mentions Musa as a baby. Yalla boys, confer with each other. Ask each other's advice. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. The boys are sat there looking like, what are we talking about? Now the boys are looking clueless. Okay, go back to the girls on the same topic. This same surah, the name of the surah is named after some of the huruf muqatta'ah, the broken letters. The name of the surah is named after some of the broken letters. You know the broken letters that come at the beginning, al-huruf muqatta'ah? Yeah? Which surah is named after them? We are not doing well today. At home, they've got it. They've started reading the surah. They've probably nearly finished by now. No, it's not that short. Yalla, hat. No, not Surah Yasin. It's not Surah Yasin. It doesn't contain Allah's greatest name and it doesn't contain the story of Musa as a baby. Yalla, boys, you're going to snatch your first point. Surah تبدأ بالحروف المقطعة وفيها قصة موسى كطفل. I'm giving that in Arabic for the boys. وفيها اسم الله العظم. It contains Allah's greatest name. It contains the story of Musa as a baby, and it's named after the broken letters. The girl said Yasin. Jade, it's good try, but it's not Yasin. Confer. Ask each other advice. Ask each other's advice. Shower. Ask advice and see what your answer is. Same as his answer. Ask each other. Girls, shh. See if it's the same answer. Yusuf, ask what their answer is and you see if you've got the same answer. Boys, if you don't work together as a team. You have to be together as a team, huh? Ask Yusuf. Go whisper your answer to Yusuf and see if you've got the same answer. What's your answer? Surah Al-Baqarah? No, it doesn't start with Huruf Muqatta'ah. Huh? No. Okay. I've given up. I think everybody lost this question. The answer is Surah Taha. Which surah has Allah's greatest name in it? Surah Al-Baqarah? وسوره ال عمران وسوره طه البقره ال عمران طه which one is named after the broken letters طه ما انزلنا عليك طه سوره طه okay and it contains the story of Musa as a baby okay تمام That was the girl's question and it didn't go anywhere. Now we got the boy's question. Now we have the boy's question. This time we're still on the topic of the Quran and we're still on the topic of the topics of the surahs of the Quran. Okay? The topics of the surahs of the Quran. Boys, which surah contains the story of the people whose good deeds and bad deeds are the same. Which surah has the story of the people whose good deeds and bad deeds get weighed and their good deeds and bad deeds are the same? You can ask for a clue, boys. A big surah. You want a clue or something, or you want to give me an answer? No. You want a hint? The surah starts Alif Lam Mim Sad. It's a good hint. Okay, girls. No, it's not Surah Maida, girls. You missed it out. Surah Ma'idah, it starts Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu awfu bil uqood. It doesn't start Alif Lam Mim Sad. Boys, I give you another clue. It's the seventh surah in the Quran. You don't know the seventh surah in the Quran, and you never looked at the Quran at all, the names of the surahs, nothing. Okay. You know it? No, my class now is toilet breaks is banned. Mamnu'. No, you cannot go to the Mus'haf and look for the answer. Girls, Surah Al-A'raf. Surah Al-A'raf. That's the name of the place where the people go when their good deeds and bad deeds are the same. وَعَلَى الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالٌ Okay. We didn't do so well, but I'm going to make it easy now. We're going to talk about adhkar and dua. The girls, by the way, have got 1 point. That was the boys' question. The girls have got 1 point. Now it's the girls' question. Okay? The girls have got, let me write it down. The girls have got 1 point. Okay. Now it's the girls' question. And it's a question on dua and adhkar. What is the dua that you say when you leave the house? Oh, the girls got it right first time, like that. They answered it just like that. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The girls were learning their du'as. Boys, give me a dua that you say. I'm trying to find an equal one. Give me what you say when you enter the masjid. The dua that you say when you enter the masjid. Do you know it? Hat. Okay, and? Who can finish off? Do you know it? The boys didn't get it. The boy said, Bismillah, I could give him half a point, but we need something. Yeah. Bismillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, Allahumma ftahli abwaab rahmatik. Yeah, the girls can get it. They got most of it, yeah. Subhanallah, the boys are behind. Where are you at, boys? Okay, we got on to seerah. We're going to talk about seerah. Okay? Alright, I've got a nice question for you in seerah, girls. I've got a question, girls, that if you can't answer it, doesn't look good. You should be able to answer it. Okay? I want you to name the daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of them, huh? Okay. Go on, girls. One. Ruqayya, girls got them all. The girls are storming ahead. They said, they brought it all. أَوْلَادُهُ فَسَبْعَةٌ بَنَاتُهُ أَرْبَعَةٌ فَزَيْنَبٌ فِي الْأَوَّلِ وَأُمُّ كُلْثُومٍ تَلِي رُقَيَّةٌ وَبَعْدَهَا فَاطِمَةٌ خِتَامُهَا. But all of them, they said, Zainab, Kulthum, Ruqayya and Fatima. Did you know that, voice? Boys, we need to improve, boys. It's our next question for the boys. It's a seerah question, boys. It's a seerah question, boys. I'm going to give you one to help you out, okay? Of the Prophet's wives, the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhunna, two of them had the same name. What was that name? Two that had the exact same name. So it's not Aisha because there was only one Aisha. It's not Hafsa because there was only one Hafsa. Do you know it? There wasn't even one with that name. You want a hint even? It begins with a Z. Zai. The name begins with harf Zai, letter Z. Wallahi, boys, you are making me cry, wallahi. Why are you looking at that for? You want another clue, boys? Are you got an idea or not? Are you even listening, boys, or you went to sleep? The Prophet ﷺ had 11 wives. Out of those 11, two of them had the same name. What was the name that was the same for the two? And they had the same name. And it begins with harf al-zay. You know? Zainab. Okay, mashallah, the boys. Zainab bint Khuzaymah and Zainab bint Jahsh radiallahu anhunna ajma'in. Alhamdulillah, we got something, boys. We got 1 point. Snatch it back from the girls. We're going to talk about hadith. The question that we have for hadith, the hadith of An-Nu'man ibn Bashir. In the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi, and we did this hadith together. We did this hadith together. I'm 90% sure we did this hadith together. إِنَّ الْحَلَالَ بَيِّنٌ وَإِنَّ الْحَرَامَ بَيِّنٌ وَبَيْنَهُمَا أُمُورٌ مُشْتَبِهَاتٌ لَا يَعْلَمُهُنَّ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. The halal is clear and haram is clear. And between those two, there are some things that people don't know. At the end of the hadith, it mentions a part of your body. What is the part of the body mentioned at the end of the hadith? Yeah, girls, your question. The hadith, إِنَّ الْحَلَالَ بَيِّنٌ وَإِنَّ الْحَرَامَ بَيِّنٌ وَبَيْنَهُمَا أُمُورٌ. The girl said, is it the bit about the flesh in your body that's your heart? أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةٌ إِذَا صَلَحَ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ. Yes, correct, for the girls. The girls got the question right, the boys are lying. Now I want to ask them a really simple question. Okay. I'll ask you a question about hadith we've done, or ask you an easy question about hadith we haven't done. Okay. What's the first hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari? What's it about? Don't give me the hadith. What's it about? And we have done the hadith. Before we say we haven't done it, we've done the hadith. The first hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, at the very, very beginning, the very, very first one, what is the hadith about? Ask your team. You cannot just give an answer. You have to confer. Halal and haram just went for the girls. That's finished now. You boys want a clue. All your actions are judged because of it. Your heart? No. I would normally say to you girls, Yani, that you should say to the girls, Rifqan bil Qawarir, but now I think the boys are Rifqan bil Qawarir, the boys are Qawarir at the moment. The one that all your actions are judged by it. But he's not conferring with his team, so I'm not taking his answer. You ask your team, or you just made the answer by yourself? Yalla, hat. Your tongue? No. Yalla, girls, I'll put 6 for you already because I know you know the answer. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Your actions are according to your intentions. In the actual wording of the first hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Your actions are according to your intentions. Your actions are according to your intentions. Okay. Now it goes back. Yes. No. All going to toilet is banned in my class. I told you last week. I told you the week before. And I told you even the week before that. Banned. Now what are you going to ask me about? Nafs al-Shay? If I said no to him, what am I going to say to you? Yeah, I did. Okay. Now, girls, we need to go to a different topic. We're going to go to fiqh. Girls, I was praying. And while in my prayer, I forgot to sit in the middle tashahud. I forgot to say at-tahiyyat and I stood up. And I stood right up and started reading my Fatiha. What should I do? When? Okay. Since it doesn't really matter, I'll accept the answer is absolutely fine. That you keep on going, don't go back, keep on going, and you make sujood as-sahw, you make two prostration for forgetfulness at the end of the prayer. The girls didn't know, is it before salam or after the salam? This is, you forgot the middle tashahud, is it before or after? I give the boys a point, because mashallah, tabarakallah, he put his hand up, he said, I know the answer, it's before. So mashallah, I will give the boys for that a bonus point. Just as a, yes, you got your point too. Okay, now the question for the boys, it's about fiqh, okay? It's about fiqh, okay. Name me a type of water that you can't use for wudu. A type of water that you're not allowed to use it for wudu. Did you understand the question? A type of water لا يجوز استعماله في الوضوء. Ask your team. The problem with the boys, you don't ask each other. Yani, you each give your own answer. You are team. Fariq, come on. Ask each other. Did you ask him? You asked him, and you have an answer. You two asked it. What, have you got the same answer or not? Ooh, is that your final answer? The boys gave the final answer. They said, you're not allowed to make wudu with Zamzam water, huh? Wrong. You're allowed to use Zamzam water for anything you're allowed to use normal water for. So this goes back to the girls. Okay, fine. I'll take that from the girls. So that is a water that has had something added into it that changes its flavor. For example, flavored water. Go on, fair enough. I will take that from the girls. That's a good answer. That's a good answer. A lot of things you could have said, water from the sewage, water from the toilet. You could have given so many simple answers. But you give such a difficult, complicated answer. Okay. We only have 4 minutes left. And Allahul Musta'an, the boys, what shall we do with you, Wallahi, what shall we do? The question is for the girls now. The question is for the girls. Okay. The question for the girls on the topic of tafsir of the Quran. The topic of tafsir of the Quran. Okay. Allah Azza wa Jal said, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone we worship, you alone we ask for help. If asking for help is a type of worship, why did Allah mention it along with worship in the ayah? Did you understand the question, boys? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone we worship, you alone we ask for help. If asking help from Allah is a type of worship, why did Allah mention it in the ayah? So Bill's question. Girls, did you disappear? That's very good. Girls, I give you the answer for that. You need to be able to ask Allah to help to be able to worship Him. You can't worship Allah without asking Him for help. You need Allah's help to worship Him. That's one good answer. Okay, boys, I'm also going to ask you from Surah Al-Fatiha. Okay? I'm going to ask you from Surah Al-Fatiha. Alright? Okay. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. Who are al-maghdubi alayhim and who are al-dhalin? Manhum? Who are they? We did this in our class also. You can give it actual name, you can give a description if you like. Or a meaning even if you want. Wallah boys, at the moment if you did anything that's even half right, I'll give you a point. Boys, you're doing so badly on YouTube. Wallah, live stream. Wallah, please. And boys, you're disappointing me, wallah. Who is al-maghdubi alayhim al-abdalun? You could give me two answers. You could give me an answer of two different religions. Or you could give me an answer of why Allah is angry with them and why Allah sent one of them astray. Which one is which? Don't tell me. You got the answer, but don't tell me. Tell me which one is which. Which one is al-maghdubi alayhim? The Prophet cannot be. Allah cannot be angry with the Prophet. Your answer was correct. Your answer was correct. But you didn't know which way around, is it? No. You got it the wrong way around. Al-Maghdubi alayhim means Allah is angry with them. And that means they knew what was true, but they didn't follow it. And al-dalin, it means they didn't know what was right and what was wrong. And so the Prophet ﷺ said, al-Yahudu wa al-Nasara, the Jews and Christians, meaning that one of them, they knew what was right, but they didn't follow it. And the other one, they didn't know what was right at all. Girls, I didn't give that one to you because I want to give the answer to the boys because they almost got it. But I'm not giving them a point for it. Girls, I want to ask you now last question. Last one. This question is on the names of Allah. Okay? This question is on the names of Allah. Give me a name of Allah. The meaning of that name is that Allah doesn't punish people quickly for their mistakes. There's more than one possible answer. The name of Allah, that means that Allah doesn't punish people quickly for their mistakes. The girls are looking confused. Or sounding confused. Boys, you have it? But I will give you the point because it's a possible answer. It's not really the answer that I was looking for. But since it's a possible answer, and since you guys need it, I'll give you the point. He said, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. It's good enough. The name I was thinking of is Al-Halim. The name I was thinking of is Al-Halim. Boys, you have a chance to at least get half the points of the girls. At least any for something. You have a chance. You have a one opportunity. Last question for the boys. Okay, on the names of Allah, Azza wa Jal. Okay, give me a name of Allah that some of the scholars say is Allah's greatest name. One name that the scholars said is Allah's greatest name. One name that the scholars said is Ismullah al-A'zam, Allah's greatest name. I want the name in Arabic, Harry. I don't want the name in Japanese. Yalla, Yusuf, you know? Allah, okay, boys, you can have the answer. The name Allah, very good. Okay, excellent. Okay, boys, we're going to finish now. 1 second, we're going to finish, okay? I want you to take something from this lesson. Girls, you ended up with 9 points. Boys, you ended up with 4 points. The girls completely smashed it. Yeah? I want you to take something, all of you. We have a lot of learning to do. Would you agree that these are quite simple questions? Not easy, but not very hard questions. They were not like, I was not asking you super hard questions. And you didn't know those questions. That means that we need to do more hard work in our classes. Would you agree? We need to step it up a bit. We need to turn up the heat a bit, pick up the pace. Would you agree? Yeah, we need to learn a bit more. When I come back from my small break next week, we are going to learn more, inshallah. We're going to learn more and we're going to make more efforts, inshallah. We're going to learn more, make more efforts, inshallah. In the break, the class will be on. Ustad Basak will be taking the class, inshallah. I'm not sure if the video will be there. Perhaps for YouTube, you guys will have to take a break. But inshallah ta'ala, the class will be on anyway. I mean, Sheikh will be here. So, inshallah, the class will be there for the girls to come. I'm going to ask Ustad Basak to talk to you about Seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah. If he agrees, he will be here at the same time, 5:30 UK time. 5:30 UK time is Asr. By the time we start, it's about 5:45 or 6:50. We'll start, inshallah ta'ala. Okay? That's what Allah made easy for me to mention. Allah knows best. Wa salatu wa salam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allah, boys, you can go, inshallah.